echoes siren calls. Still, I feel the same. An echosmatic cadaver. Recently, I visited a ruin near the town where I live. And there were medieval walls still maintaining the architectural lines of a palace which has not existed for a long time. Some stones had inscriptions talking to the people in first person as if the hallways and doorsteps had a soul. I carry this pathway, I came from this place, I am. When I turn on my recorder, it also greets me with good morning and see you soon for goodbye. A few days ago, I was walking with some people I had shortly before met through a garden, and suddenly there was this question raised concerning soundscape. I tried to explain between sound and topography of space, so if there is the concept of geographic and spatial conditions, there can be a sonic one too. Sound and space.
Hello? Klopf? Herr Ryan?
Which is usually do. Some artifacts stay in the surroundings you traverse. It's distorted by use, but a voice that isn't known. Effects, cacophony, an orchestra. An old piece that was never finished, two people playing children.
So things say.
Thank you.
but he didn't know the words. But I'm in by understanding, so he did not understand fortune. What do you mean?
Thank you. das, was jemand hört. Ein durch Gebrauch verzerrtes Band. Vögel. Eine Stimme, die nicht meine echte Stimme ist. Mein Atem. Mein Seufzen. Auswirkungen und Kakophonie. Ein Orchester probt. Wasserwellen. Krachen. Clipping. Ein altes Stück, das nicht fällt. Zwei Menschen, die Kinder. Eine Katze. Ein Echo. Eine Höhle. Trommeln. Aus einer Aufnahme. Imitieren. Eine Aufnahme. Meine Mutter. Berührt. Rührung. Eine Übung. Ein Lied. Elektromagnetische Schwingungen aus dem Supermarkt, der Küche, von den Ampeln, der Straße, der Stadt. Zögern. Ein Gedicht. Erleuchtete Tanzen. Das Gewitter nach dem Abendessen mit Freunden. Steine. Ein Klavier. Kleidung. Momente, die weggelassen werden sollten. Schwächen beschlossen, sie zu extrahieren und hervorzuheben. Zitat. Still. Immer noch.
Thank you.
Working with some people I had shortly before met for a garden, and suddenly there was this question raised concerning soundscape. I tried to explain imagining a similarity in between sound and the topography of space. So, if there is the concept of a landscape assembling different geographic and sedimental, ecological, or spatial conditions, there can be a sonic one too. Sound and space meet and form a round dance. Dass jemand hört.
The DJ's needle is a pen.
The field recording is a cave.
And noises pass in and out like
all the creatures usually do. Some artifacts stay, relicts in time.
But without context or meaning, recorded
emissions of yourself or the surroundings you traverse. You are listening to someone's listening.
Das, was jemand hört.
Quote, silence,
still,
thank you.
I think there is a different relationship that you have with a recording that you make yourself, because all of the embedded, embodied experience is there. And that's valuable sometimes because I think you have a sensitivity to the experiential capacity of them and you can maybe work with it in a kind of compositional way. But I think the archive actually plays a really valid place. I mean, the ironic thing is, you know, all of us become archives.